always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have...
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. In court today, embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
The Republican-controlled Texas State Senate is set to gavel in today for the start of the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton, a fellow Republican. Paxton has faced years of scandal and alleged crimes that came to a head when the state House voted overwhelmingly to impeach him on articles of bribery and abuse of public trust, Paxton calling it a politically motivated sham. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Also going on trial, former Trump aide Peter Navarro accused of failing to turn over documents and provide testimony to the House January 6th committee. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio gets sentenced this afternoon after being convicted of seditious conspiracy for stoking the Capitol riot. Tens of thousands of spectators finally allowed to leave the Burning Man Festival in Nevada, where torrential rain left festival goers stuck in the mud and unable to get out. This is ABC News. Russia's president may be getting ready to host North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. American officials believe Kim will travel soon to meet with Vladimir Putin. Russia has been looking to buy ammunition from North Korea in its fight against Ukraine. More price cuts at Tesla. ABC's Daria Albinger has more.
It's still a stretch to call them economical, even affordable. But for the third time this year, Tesla is cutting prices on some of its models. It's lowering the base price for the S to $75,000 and the X to about $80,000. And that means the X now qualifies for a tax credit under the Inflation Reduction Act. This is Tesla's latest attempt to make some of its vehicles more affordable. And it's the first time that it's included the higher powered S and X models. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And France paying over $200 million to destroy millions of gallons of wine. With people in France drinking less wine, there's so much of a surplus, profits are going down the drain for winemakers. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
It's that time. Kids are back in school. And that means it's time to take special precautions to slow down in school zones. Watch for children in crosswalks and be extra careful around school buses picking up or dropping off our children. Put the phone down. Concentrate on driving. Brought to you by Shore West Realtors, 839 Lombardi Avenue. Call 920-593-4100. 920-593-4100 to buy or sell your home. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I got up and it's one more day though. It's going to be, believe me, you're going to know the season has changed come Thursday. I think the high was like, what, 67 or something?
Oh, it felt weird to walk out in a pair of jeans. I haven't had jeans on since the end of the show on Friday. That was fun though. I like those kind of weekends. I was going to have a fire. Okay. You know, just a little backyard, you know, fire pit fire.
Yeah.
And I checked my watch, you know, checked the weather. This was at like 7:30-ish.
Ready?
85 degrees.
Yeah. Right?
It's like, why would you have a fire at 85 degrees?
We did.
Did you?
Those.
Whatever you want to call it.
Those ones that they don't smoke. If the logs don't go over the top, there's no smoke because they have some ring around there that keeps the.
Oh, I don't think I've got anything that fancy dancy. You have anything that fancy dancy, Jason?
But then we...
No.
No, I didn't have the city buying me a fire pit.
Believe me. I don't know why you think the city helped me out.
I didn't have the city maintenance workers over there building me a fire pit and an outdoor pizza oven.
Right, and the welder.
Oh, and the welder guy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did not happen. And then we were up in Sturgeon Bay. It was great up there. So anyway, yes, it was a great weekend. And you know, these kids
Sturgeon
are all back
Bay
in school
had to be
today.
Just rocking.
It was great. It was fun.
You know what I don't like, though? I don't like, just like when they put the 4th of July on a Monday, I don't like that the next day is a regular day. You know what I mean? Like Labor Day, okay? You want that to be a really great day to celebrate or whatever, however you want to do it. But then you always got to go back. Like, I remember one time I had a 4th of July party, and by the time, you know, I had all kinds of fireworks and everything. It's like, you know, 11 o'clock at night, and then everybody's got to get to work again in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather it be a, can't they do it on a Friday or Saturday?
Sure, they can. When we talked about that a lot at City Hall about moving it to the 3rd and if the 5th was a work day, but I don't know. The 4th is the 4th, right?
I agree with that.
You know, and Christmas is the 25th.
But
with all that said, Labor Day, that's not a big, big firework
party. No,
you kind of wrap it up at 5. But anyway, it was Door County. Yeah, that was great. I just love it up there, but I love it here too.
So. How do you not love it up there, especially during the summer when it's hot?
Fire.
It's just phenomenal.
It is.
It's unbelievable.
You look at the bay, and then they had the, you can just look on your phone, but those ships go by, cement ships. It's just a beautiful theater up
down
there.
The canal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
By the way, I found the perfect job for me, although it no longer exists.
Then it's not the perfect job.
Yeah, I know. But what would have been?
On a ship?
No. Close though. So my son showed me this thing, the spookiest places like in the Midwest. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of them is this lighthouse up in Lake Superior. It's so far out, you don't see any land, But it's because there's this huge shoal. There's almost like this underwater mountain that all these ships used to get wrecked at. So this thing was built in like the 1860s or something. And guys would literally go almost like insane from like the loneliness and the nobody, right, not seeing a human being, not seeing whatever.
Right.
One time when they went there to open the thing up, there were 12 feet of ice surrounding the thing. 12 feet. They say it's just unbelievable. But the views are just incredible. But it's, I can't think of the name of it. It's some rock. Like a, that would have been perfect for me.
Did you see?
I would have built birdhouses. I would have written my books.
That seclusion would have been good for you. Not forever, but for maybe a year.
Yeah.
Just get off the grid.
Yeah.
Come back and make your splash.
Yeah.
How about that ship they found off of Algoma?
And did you see how well preserved that thing is?
It wasn't that far off. Why did it take us 100 years?
Why? I know. Why didn't I find that? Isn't it only like 8 miles or something like that?
No, I think it was, I think it was a little bit closer than that. But
yeah.
It's been over 100 years, right? Isn't it just, or maybe 110. But it's like, what took so long?
I agree.
And it wasn't like it was a big mystery. It's like these guys were in transit. And anyway, I don't know who gets that, but anything down there is going to be of value. I don't know if they leave it.
I don't know if you're allowed to, though, right? I don't think you're allowed to take stuff from shipwrecks anymore. Actually, Jason, did you have any luck in connecting with that guy whose information I sent you? Because I failed. Diver Ed?
Well, let's
Ed
get
the
him
diver.
On.
No.
Do you know of him?
Let's get him on.
Yes. I was on his Facebook. Cool stuff.
We were talking. We were all sitting around like the campfire and everybody was very interested in that ship, even though that's not like something you talk about every day. You know, that's just
I know. One it's those, like, wow, that's
right.
Cool.
And
I agree.
And it's right off of Algoma.
I know. Just right like, off. I know.
100 years old. That's going to be cool.
I mean, there had to be thousands of fishing boats that went over that.
Right. So anyway, that was cool.
But then I was looking at that diver, Ed, or Ed the Diver. Which is it, Jason?
Ed the Diver.
Ed the Diver. And like he found this, but you know what he does when he finds stuff? He calls the cops right away. Like he found this rifle, lever action rifle.
Oh yeah.
And then he found a safe that had been broken into. I've just seen all this stuff on his Facebook.
So he dives here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in the Menominee River and places like that.
Yeah, I know when.
How do you see in a place like that?
You really though. So we had divers when that car went in.
Oh yeah,
and. The stuff that they find, it's mud. I mean, you have a light, but I think it's a lot of feeling around. It's just pitch black down there, right?
That's crazy.
It is.
How can these guys, okay, God bless these guys.
Yeah.
The guys that search for bodies.
Right. That's down what there they in do. That's what they do.
Bigger cojones than I.
So there's jobs that we would like to have.
Yes.
And I think yours is good, being in the lighthouse and off the grid for a year, writing, reading.
Can I still use a phone if you're off the grid?
No.
No, okay.
No, that's all part of it.
All right.
That's all part of it.
I'm going to struggle being off the grid a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I think you would.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
That could be, we should all go off for, I don't know.
I agree.
Maybe even a day, John.
Yeah.
Just no.
Nothing.
No Facebook.
Getaway. Yep.
Of course, I'm not a big Facebook guy. I don't know. I don't talk about Facebook because there's a lot of people who are on Facebook, but I don't know. Do I have to see every kid's picture going back to school?
Okay, I'm not going to broach that.
Don't.
Because I bet we got lots and lots of listeners.
I know. They're sending their kids to school.
Absolutely.
And God bless them. I hope they have
you know what? I was one of them when Dom was in school. I'm sure I had a picture of him.
Okay.
Going to school.
I don't know if I did that, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe. Okay. No,
there are certain things. There are certain things on Facebook that are like.
You know what? I put my list. I left it at home. There's just. I don't want to talk about that because we love every listener we have. But I think this Facebook of this self promotion. I just don't know why. I don't mind a picture of a mountain range.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But. Does your face have to be 3/4 of the picture? You know,
I'm standing in front of Mount Rushmore.
I don't mind Mount Rushmore. That's cool.
Yeah.
Delaney, to see that stuff. But, you know, or I'm on this cruise with this beautiful scenery and your head is 3/4 of the picture. It's like we got to look around to see the scenery.
You know what? Part of it, I mean, again, boy, I don't want to tick people off. This really
well, I already did,
first
John,
day way so back. But you know what it kind of reminds me of a little bit?
What's that?
When you're a kid, and we're from the same era, and I'm positive your family probably did this and probably visited people who did this when they bring out the slides.
Well, yeah, that we were
from their vacation.
That was our family. Mine too. That's why people were like, how come people don't come over anymore?
But that was one of those things where it's like, it's so interesting to you.
Right.
But to somebody else, here's another picture of the Grand Tetons.
But do you care that somebody's on a vacation? I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't.
No, I'm with you. And I bet a lot of our people are like that. A lot of the people listening out there would say the same thing. It's just like family slides.
And then I just, the other thing, I mentioned this, I don't know, a long time ago, but on Facebook, and I understand Facebook, social media is the world we live in right now, but there are plenty of studies, and especially those of you who have kids, and I'm no expert on this, but
people, on kids?
But, well, I don't know, expert, I don't know if I, but it's true, though, people who spend a lot of, they did a study, and how do you feel? You know,
yeah.
1 to 10, how does this, energy level, 1 to 10, 1 to 10. Then they're on Facebook for 3 hours, and they ask them again, and it's worse. They feel worse after being on Facebook.
Why?
Well,
like they're not cool enough, not doing enough cool things compared to other people?
Maybe.
I mean.
Maybe. Maybe they're just.
Yeah, I don't know.
But look, I don't call me with the study to cite it. I'm just saying that there have been studies that show that.
I've heard that too.
Okay, so I don't.
I've heard that too.
But. I don't know. I just think people should converse, have people over for dinner and talk. But I don't know that I got to see. And I told you about that friend of mine. But, you know, I just don't need to see them doing everything. And
yeah.
Then I didn't know how to defriend them without. Because I don't know if you can tell
that. You can unfollow.
I know. Jason told me that.
Yeah.
And he helped me do that. So the guy still thinks I'm following him,
yeah,
but I'm not.
But it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
I've done
cool.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree with you totally.
Okay. So yeah. But anyway. It is the first day of school, and some schools have been in session for a week or so. But look, this is a hangover from my previous job. But you've got to slow down today. You know what I mean? Because we get into these habits of driving
and, absolutely.
You know, those
no
school
question.
Zones,
no
east,
question.
West,
no question.
Monroe Avenue, Aldo Leopold, Da Vinci.
Yep.
There's just kids, and they're excited to get to school, unlike us. But they want to get there. They don't know exactly
no
where
question.
To go. So we've really got to slow down.
No question.
Down.
Might see a friend. It's you know want to run and see that.
Right.
Friend. I totally. You know I got a ticket one time, in Oshkosh, first day of school, and I even told the deputy sheriff, and I told her, I said, you know what, I deserve this. You're right.
The
I said
school
I was
zone?
In it was in a school zone,
yeah.
And I said I was on my way to shoot a story, for TV. And I said, I was running late. And you're exactly right. I said, you know what? Normally I would say, hey, oh, well. I was,
right.
But I said, yeah, I deserve this.
Yeah,
and she was great about it. She said, you know, that's really nice. She said, we're doing a real strict law enforcement
they
thing here
to.
For the first season. And I said, I applaud you.
Yeah,
that's the first time I've ever agreed with a police officer.
I think we pick up some not great habits over the summer in driving.
I agree.
But now those habits got to go back.
But
to,
like I was saying, driving in this morning, I saw these lights bouncing. I didn't realize these runners in the dark have these big, huge, lighted vests now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do. They don't want to get hit. But
well, no, I don't blame. But I mean, they're on the trail, so too.
Right.
But still, it's like, yeah.
But driving time, I mean, just everybody, if those of you who are listening to us while you're driving, just please, yeah, we just got to slow down and get into a good habit of being conscious of that. So
sounds great.
Are we going to break already?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to tick off anybody else in the next 10
no,
seconds?
No, we'll come back and
okay,
be real nice.
Okay, that would be nice. That would be nice. We got some special guests coming on today. It's going to be a fun one. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Man, you don't want to go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. You missed 2 classes and no.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 90. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 71. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. Cloudy skies. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
First year of school. Okay, look, Calypso, Jason. What exactly? I don't get the. I loved your other one going into the break.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
I thought it had some special meaning that I was missing out
no,
on.
No,
I
says,
like it though.
It says 2 a.m. intro. I have no idea.
Okay,
I didn't put this in there. I like it.
You know, it's got a cool little Calypso sort of.
It does.
The islands.
2 a.m.
2 a.m.
It's 6:22. Find the 6:22
yeah.
Intro.
Come on, Jason.
We don't have one of those.
Jason, how did it go? Big weekend for you this weekend, taking your son to school.
Yeah, it was different.
Right.
To Stout.
To Stout, yeah. I mean, like everyone's been asking me, and I'm like, you know what? It was good. You know, my wife cried a little.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to, and then I was like, you know what? If I cry, then he's going to cry.
You never and think then, that would happen.
Oh, boy.
But we dropped my son off at St. Norbert, which I tell people, you know how close St. Norbert is to where we live?
I jog
past it. Now, you know it's close. If it's something on my jogging trail.
I didn't know it was next door. I didn't know you lived next door to St.
Well,
Robert.
It wasn't next door, but it was still
okay,
within,
well, I was
you know.
Thinking the
but
jogging.
I live by DePere High School.
I know you live.
But anyway, it was still a weird feeling. Isn't there, though?
Whether you're 6 miles or 600, I cried. I mean, not in front of my kids.
If you
do
be
that,
too cool for that.
Right. Well, not even too cool, but... You know, they're going to react to your emotions.
That's what I mean. You got to be the strong
right.
one.
Right. So you wait till you get in the car and get on the freeway. But boy, oh boy, I can bring those feelings back. I did not like that at all. But it's all part of them growing and, you know, they're fine.
I know. But the part that bothered me is I'm sorry. I love St. Norbert. But man, those dorm rooms are so tiny and there's no air conditioning, you know, for the freshmen.
Right.
And then he found out his roommate got a single room at the last minute, so he didn't have a roommate. So it's just kind of, you know, so he didn't know anybody. There's just kind of that feeling of...
Everyone went through something like that, you know. I remember my daughter coming home. This is high school, but again, it's still the first day of school. And she walked in, she got her tray, you know, the lunch. And she walked in there and... Just didn't know.
Don't know anybody.
Didn't know anybody. Know where to sit. And I said, and you just remember that next year when some kid is looking around, invite them
help
to
them
sit down. Right. Just say, come on, sit down with me. But, you know, those are all those lessons we learned.
I will say this. So, like, in high school, that's where it's great if you're involved in some kind of a sport.
Right.
Because it's like there's, you know, I was in football. So it's like you've been with a month with those. So there's always, you know, because we were the new kids. We went from the Catholic school to the big, tough public school. So that was, you know, that was kind of a
See, we went
change
from Two Rivers to the.
You went just the opposite way.
I did.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, there weren't a lot of kids from our school. I didn't know anybody when I went there.
But right.
Anyway, and I don't know. We talked. Whatever the girl who's in here this morning, the coffee lady girl. She's a junior.
At Bayport, yeah.
And she's all excited about it, right? She knows everybody, knows the teachers. She's just totally into the groove out there. So, but this first few days, there's a lot of trepidation from parents and the kids.
No question. And Sally, did you have that when you were with your kids?
Well, Michael is back to school, and he's been back to school for over a week.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they went. This Father is Sally. Ally. Sally, pronounce your last name for us.
This is Sally Kiefer.
Okay, just pronounce Kiefer like regular Kiefer, because I've heard it different ways. Not yours, but other ones.
Well, it looks like Kiefer, but it's Kiefer.
Exactly. Okay. That's one of those games. When we do high school football, here's the ones that always get us. M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Mueller?
Mueller or Miller.
Yeah, right.
Even Robbus. And I talked, they're from Kiwani, and I actually called one of them during one of our games, and I said, which way is it? Because people say I'm pronouncing it wrong, and they say in three different communities, the same family's name is pronounced three different ways.
Wow.
So that's another one, though, that's German, right? And it's right, the Germans, right. That it's something like Brown and Braun.
But that's nice type. You went to the source. That's total respect to call them. You'll not say, well, this is the way you say it in this community. This is the way you just say, look, ask the
But they said in Mishicot it's one way, and this one is another way.
Right.
But the Germans seem more tough about how they pronounce their names than anybody else, don't they? It's like, damn it, this is how we pronounce it. Yeah, but it's the same name, and it's well, another one is Schrader or Schroeder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that always get
good
me.
News for you boys. I'm actually Dutch, so Vander Heiden is my maiden name.
Oh, Vander Heiden.
So I'm not going to get crabby.
Great. Awesome. Does your family live in Kakana?
Yes. Okay. Yes. H-E-I. That's the Dutch. We are the H-E-I.
When I lived in Kakana, every person I met that was from Kakana, I swear, was a van somebody.
If you're not Dutch, you're not much.
We love your windmill, and that's just, you guys have done a good
job.
Little
Chute.
That's Little Chute. Hey, that's there's a neighboring community. Dutch,
right.
I almost lived in Little Chute. Upstairs of a
windmill?
No, it's right by the wind. It's across the street, like from the windmill. Upstairs of a bar and tattoo parlor.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. That sounds about right.
Somebody was watching over you.
Yeah. That's perfect for you.
Right next bar and tattoo parlor.
That would have been your job.
That
Sally,
it.
So we're going to talk about
all the good things.
But I was just your son. I was at his birthday party. But that was years ago. Yeah. How old is he now?
Mikey just turned 12 on the 29th, actually.
All right. Yep. So that was a fun party we had.
Yeah, we had my gosh.
Is he still playing football?
Wait, and are you talking about Bay Beach's birthday party?
Nope, the one at your house.
Yeah.
We did a sale. And
we did a rummage sale with a birthday party.
Right, that was a good time.
This is how I got hoodwinked into Bay Beach, because I kept begging the mayor to come to me and Mel's rummage sale in our neighborhood, and I would beg the mayor.
Is Mel your mom?
No, Mel's my best friend.
Okay, all right.
Big Sale Mel. If you've seen her on Facebook, we do Action Big Sale News.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
Is she the one on your videos?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We begged Mayor Schmidt to come, and that's how I ended up on Friends at Bay Beach. Oh, for sure. Him and
Donna
came.
Really?
And my mom sold lunches for $5, and we raised money for Haiti.
That's what it was. Johnny and I were talking, and I know you do fundraisers. We're going to talk about breast cancer awareness coming up and what you're all doing for that. And we love people like you who, you know, you run a family, you run a business, but then you do that extra effort.
You
we're
going
to talk about that, and I... you're one of my favorites. But yeah, that was that Haiti thing was very interesting to me as well, what you did. We'll talk about that when we come back after the break. But yeah,
we got a lot to talk about today. We've got this. We've got Sandra coming in today. We got a lot of stuff going on. You brought us some cool gifts.
Yeah, thank you.
From the Fancy Treasures.
I like it. We're going to talk about the Fancy Treasures. I love being there the other day. I said about nine things I would have grabbed. All right, we got Sandra. Real quick break. And then we got to talk about, what's this, Stella? Is Stella the... The big
Stella.
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 Right. Quick break. Mino and the mayor back right after this.
Shake the old days. A stranger
cried. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. In court today, embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
The Republican-controlled Texas State Senate is set to gavel in today for the start of the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton, a fellow Republican. Paxton has faced years of scandal and alleged crimes that came to a head when the state House voted overwhelmingly to impeach him on articles of bribery and abuse of public trust. Paxton calling it a politically motivated sham. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Also going on trial, former Trump aide Peter Navarro, accused of failing to turn over documents and provide testimony to the House January 6th committee. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio gets sentenced this afternoon after being convicted of seditious conspiracy for stoking the Capitol riot. Tens of thousands of spectators finally allowed to leave the Burning Man Festival in Nevada, where torrential rain left festival-goers stuck in the mud and unable to get out. This is ABC News.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, made sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
It's that time. Kids are back in school. And that means it's time to take special precautions to slow down in school zones. Watch for children in crosswalks. And be extra careful around school buses picking up or dropping off our children. Put the phone down. Concentrate on driving. Brought to you by Shore West Realtors, 839 Lombardi Avenue. Call 920-593-4100. 920-593-4100 to buy or sell your home.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Tonight.
Hey, welcome back. Mino in the Mirror on a Tuesday morning, the start of fall, I guess.
It is. It is the official.
I mean, even though it's like, well, not official. I mean,
well, it's not unofficial.
It's like the unofficial.
You know what is kind of, well, it's also unofficial, but people will now start taking more of an interest in things.
Like what?
Well, politics.
Oh, really?
Issues that are going on.
No disrespect.
But I want to say Labor Day is kind of the transition from, okay, summer, you know.
Yeah, kind of,
and
no question.
So the campaign really kicks off. And it's, I know we're not here to talk about politics.
Let me just say this.
I love it.
I hated those last 2 weeks of, like when you're in junior, of having to go back to school. Just despised it, wanted to get the most out of every day, loved summer vacation. But once I got to high school, I was okay with it. It's kind of fun going back to start high school. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
No, wouldn't you agree,
Sal? School's great. Your friends are there.
Yeah.
And you're...
get to check out the...
But summers are more interesting maybe now than they were when we were kids. I mean, there's a lot of activities to do, but
yeah.
It's nice to get back into the groove, band, whatever you were in.
Like, yeah.
Right. I just think that's...
Yeah. I mean, the girls that you didn't see all summer?
Right.
You know, I mean, just kind of...
I saw them, but... I
don't know. You got around.
Sally, move the mic closer to your mouth. I want to talk to you.
We
are being joined by one of my favorites, Sally Kiefer. She like many of you, is a busy person. She's family, business, and the way we met was annually she did a rummage sale, and she would invite me to go to that. And the proceeds from the rummage sale went to support, was it a family in Haiti? Or tell me more about that. I just think that was awesome what you did.
A lot of motorcycle just went by the way.
I heard it.
It drives him crazy.
4:30 this morning. I got to get it, my house.
You know what was bothering me at 4:30 this morning in Manitowoc?
What's that?
Trains. Oh. Do they really have to blow their whistles that long, that loud?
No. They don't.
Why do they do? They wake up the whole town.
I'm here. That's
why
they
do it
right now. There is some rules, but you can work on that. There's a lot you have that goes into that. It's going to be an effort. That would be a project for you, but you can get them to stop blowing their whistles, but they may have to do some work with the security. But there
I think they're doing it just for me. They know where I live, and they know they're going to wake me up at 4:30 every morning.
Well, they don't want you to miss the show.
Oh, good point.
Anyway.
Hi, Sally.
Sally, so you had, and we're going to segue into what you're doing now with your
charitable work.
We'll get there, but I want to just talk about this Haiti thing. I think that's interesting when people take on a cause that maybe not a lot of people are aware of.
It's mom. My mom is amazing. Mom is moving mountains in Haiti. So we always did the rummage sale, and us girls, we all had kids, so we were constantly buying things. So we would sell our stuff, but whatever didn't sell, then my mom would take that and do a rummage sale. And my mom and her sisters and some other people from the Vine Church and Voice of Compassion is my mom's 501c3. Mm-hmm. They do three rummage sales a year, and they raise like $15,000 at these rummage sales.
Wow.
Yeah.
My mother got John Deere to drop ship a throwback version of a tractor because it's non-hydraulic into Haiti. My mom wrote John Deere every year. I mean, I wrote it. We didn't let my mom write the letter, but she told me what to say.
That's
awesome. Why Haiti? Yeah, right. But this tractor.
I mean, no disrespect. How did you pick?
That was a brand new tractor, right?
It was a brand new.
Right. Okay. Yep. And it. Just think about these.
She's moving mountains.
Working farmers to get a tractor that was high end, right?
They were using like a horse, which looked like a donkey, you know what I mean? Like really in like a single plow, you know, with the handle, like wood.
Like Little House in the Prairie. Yeah. Stuff.
Why the connection? There's a lot of people that need help.
Mom met Laveau like 30 years ago, and Laveau is from the town of Hinch. And from there, my mom and her sister like worked together, and Amber went first, and then my mom started going to Haiti. My mom's last mission was in February, right before we got shut down. The state governor shut us down in March.
Yeah, they won't even let Americans go to Haiti anymore.
No, not anymore.
It's too dangerous.
And we're not letting my mom go to Haiti anymore.
Right. I mean, don't gangs pretty much run the towns now?
Yeah.
But through the church, through the mission, mm-hmm. she became friends with that guy. You had mm-hmm. pictures of him up on that board.
Laveau.
Mm-hmm. And then raises money through Roman Shell. That's very cool. And I think that's great.
And then mom sold the lunches, and you and Donna would come buy lunch.
Yeah,
remember? And we would sell like 30, 40 lunches.
Yes.
And then my mom would take that money, and then us girls would all donate all our stuff so that she could go sell it and try to make more money on it.
That's fantastic.
It is. And that was good cause. And you, because of your mother's or because of the genes, you've taken that to a level here more locally.
Yeah, well, I blew it up. We're like a ramen sale every day, but we're not a ramen sale. We're fancy treasures. Junk. I used to always say that in my front yard. It's not junk. It's treasures, guys.
And I stopped in last week. It's connected to the Abbey Bar in De Pere.
Okay.
And do they still have their hamburger special?
Yes, he does. Man. Mondays are Buck Burger. They don't open until 4. I don't know. But in Thursdays, it's $3 off of cheeseburgers at the Abbey Bar.
Yeah.
So big fan. I like the Euro. I love the Euro.
That is a good place.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Do you remember the old app? Was that going when you were in school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard stories. I was
We didn't have school on Wednesdays. I mean, St. Norbert had school on Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So
every Wednesday was off?
Yeah. So Tuesday nights, it was like a Friday there.
Yeah.
It was wall to wall people, and it was 18 to drink.
Yep.
So now it's usually 18.
And basically just walking across the street or just down the block.
Stumbling. Yeah. It just, yes.
So that's when Big Al was actually running it, probably.
Yeah.
Al Cunard.
Al is awesome. Carrie runs it now.
Carrie,
Anyway, speaking of
those kids in that Tuesday night, I don't know if you guys heard, but there was an 8-foot hot pink Sasquatch stolen from my front yard.
No, on a Tuesday?
It was a Tuesday.
Oh. Some St. Norbert scoundrels.
They
kidnapped.
They're doing better now.
But it was returned, right?
Oh, right. She just went to a party. She just wanted to go see.
Yeah, she named it Stella.
Right. Now she's grounded. She's permanently in the ground. Good. She ain't going nowhere.
This is Hidden Treasures. That's the name of your company?
Fancy Treasures.
I'm sorry. Fancy Treasures. And it's like a resale shop.
A resale shop. But we're like the creme de la creme.
Right. Yeah. Higher end.
And I'm not your grandma's thrift store. There's no porcelain dolls. I don't got precious moments. We might have a Hummel. And it's probably because it's like a big one. I know which one it is. There's one in my whole store. Otherwise, cool.
Do you have China sets of...
Okay, I might have like a couple cute dishes.
Let me just say something. Listen. There's so much stuff in there. I walked around it, and it's like, okay, it would take about 3 days to really walk around this and see everything.
I have a stuffed black bear, a mounted bear. His name is Manny, and every week, Manny is a black bear, and he's a Packer backer. He's dressed all in Packer clothes. It goes really well with the Illinois folks. And every week, we rip on the opposing team, and Manny is the post on Packer to game days.
So that's... an interesting store. We want people to go check it out. And the you got to pay your bills, but the proceeds of that store, you use some of that for breast cancer?
Okay, so once, when I first got diagnosed, in February, my buddy Tony Capo from Capo Hardwood Floors, that's who makes the Sasquatches. And we originally just started out with a brown one. But then when Tony found out I got breast cancer, he came up with this great idea. And all of a sudden, bam, you know, there's this hot pink 8-foot Sasquatch in my front yard of my store. And, so we named her Stella, and then we decided, well, with that, for every Sasquatch we sell them for $150. $25 goes in a kitty. And what we were going to do is just find, like, some local mama, and we're not just doing breast cancer. So we're not discriminating here on cancer. We want to find local families like me who all of a sudden, you know, in, you know, one moment, I mean, it was, you know, Tuesday, February 14th at 2 o'clock, I'm underneath the awning at the Abbey Bar, and the doctor says, can you talk to me? I mean, I'll never forget where I was or what happened the day they told me.
So Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Anyway, whatever. So my point being is that it's so disruptive, you know, to your family. And like in that moment, like, what are you going to do? And like, you're thinking about all your things and now you know you got to have this major surgery and it's major. Like you got to have your will and everything. I mean, I love you. You know, something could happen. Right. So you get nervous and you're trying to get all your ducks in a row. And so many people like... sent me cards in the mail. I don't want to cry. You know, and just, you know, outpouring of help. So I was like, that's it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take this $25. We'll raise $200. And now I'm going to try. I'm pushing Quick Trip and I'm trying to get a hold of Mark Scogan to help me. But I would like to be able to, like, every time we have $200, like, I'll go buy a Festival Foods gift card and a Quick Trip gift card and hopefully they'll match me. And then we'll find some local family and give them $400 and just, you know, for the next 2 weeks, you don't got to worry about gas and groceries. It's on Fancy Treasures, you know, and all of us that are going to help raise this money.
I think that's such a better idea than giving to the national type things.
Trust me, I'm not taking anything off the top. The
CEO,
what Johnny's saying is it stays local.
You know who was so huge in that was Jerry Perrins,
right.
Where he helps individual local people. Because those kind of things just fall through the cracks. People don't realize it.
No.
You know, the expenses of...
And just the headache and the mental stress of it all,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. So I think that's great. I think just having somebody, just when you're in a situation like that, knowing that somebody's kind of looking out for you and doing something on their own time to help, right. I think mentally that's a huge support type thing.
It is, and to be there. So, Sally, people can, so this is an ongoing kind of fundraiser,
right.
Really.
You know, and you don't just have to buy a Sasquatch. If someone came into my store today and said, hey, Sal, I got $20, I'd like to put it in that kitty. I mean, we're going to do our first gift. Okay, I got a lot going on here, but our first gift we're going to be giving away is during the next big sale, which is October 5th, 6th, and 7th, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But you can give me any type of donation, you know, cash, if you want to write a check, whatever. I mean, I guess I don't have a 501c3 yet, but we're going to get there, and
you
I know
it. You might want to think about that.
Well, right. Well, I think next year we're going to blow it up, but I didn't have enough time to plan a whole lot this time.
Can't you do it through your mom's, though?
I probably
sometimes
could.
Sometimes you can.
Right.
Because we've actually done that in veteran type things where we have some VFW 501c3s.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So we didn't have enough time. I'm only 4 weeks out today from my last surgery. I had three surgeries in 3 months, and I'm trying to set this all up for October. So
why October? Because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you're doing it October 3rd, 4th, and 5th?
5th, 6th, and 7th.
5th, 6th, and 7th.
So
I'm just going to let you know, I'm not doing the dunk tank.
John, why are you saying this?
Because I did it one time. And it was such a
But you're going to come and holler.
I'm going to try and heckle. Do some stuff. But
and you're going to come spend some money.
I don't swim.
I don't. I know. I heard about
that. I know. And it's just that feeling of that water going up my nose is just, Oh, I hated it. Crazy.
We're one of those nerdy nose.
No, they look nerdy. They look nerdy.
Yeah. Geez, boy, that would.
That would really affect your persona.
Right, boy, that would sure send you over the edge.
Exactly.
Nobody would believe it.
I know, right?
So you are having a dunk tank?
Yes, sir. So for $5, you're going to get 6 shots. And I'm going to be in the dunk tank. Big Sam Mel's going to be in the dunk tank. Nice. Mayor Boyd is going to be in the dunk tank.
For him.
Mayor Gingrich is going to be in the
good
dunk tank.
Good for him.
I think Mayor Schmidt should be in the dunk tank.
Not good for him.
And Mino's going to come and spend tons of money to try to dunk you.
Do you realize how many dunk tanks I've been in, Sally?
Exactly. So why wouldn't you want to be in mine? You just told everybody on the air I'm one of your favorite.
She has a good point.
I was one of his favorite people.
I'm on her side.
Wait.
James Boyd that's going to be in it?
Yes.
Is it James? James Boyd.
Current mayor.
Yes.
He seems really cool. I'm kind of pumped.
Oh, he's awesome. He's a cool mayor.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a cool mayor.
I love the pier. By the way, how pretty, how cute and quaint isn't that little?
It's a great community. And they've got
that's awesome for a mayor to go into a dunk
tank. It is. I think that's great. And that's all part of it. Getting out in the public and supporting the causes.
I got a couple firefighters.
Can I ask you this question? May I ask you this question?
Coming up on a break.
I'm going to ask you this question. If you don't want to do it,
right?
What about putting Milton in it?
No way.
Why?
He doesn't know how to swim.
That would be such a great thing for him. Get him used to the water.
No.
Why?
I'm not doing that.
If he's obedient and he'll sit in the chair.
He would. That's... No way. I wouldn't do that to him. Oh. There, Johnny, there is. I would get in there way before him. No way.
Oh.
My dog's
you
learning
know
how to swim.
You don't know how to train a
dog. Mayor Schmidt is going to bring a little bit more of a crowd, and I don't
know.
No,
Milton
would
bring the crowd.
Milton would bring the crowd.
He would bring the crowd, but he's got his third lesson tomorrow. I sent these guys a video of him in his swim lessons, and I thought they would be more supportive. And they weren't very nice when they wrote back to me. And I was a little bit hurt by that, but that's okay.
Jason, I thought we were all right.
I mean, it could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
I'm just saying.
We're right on the precipice of being really bad.
I was pretty bad. I didn't let him read that because he would have
that. Was probably
like
a good idea.
Yeah.
And just to remind everyone, Mayor Schmidt's talking about his dog.
It's my dog, but he's a... He's doing better though.
Yeah.
Did you notice that in the pond, you guys?
He's doing a little bit better. Just little floaties on his arm.
He was barely in the water.
Jason, you're right. He was barely in the water, but I didn't send you the first one. He was afraid of the water. He wouldn't even go in it. So I feel like he's making progress. And as a parent, I just thought one of my jobs was to make sure that my kids weren't afraid of anything. They're not afraid to fly. They're not afraid of crowds. I take them to things and whether he becomes a champion swimmer or not, that's not what I want.
A retriever?
I just want him to not be...
We're talking about a dog.
Milton, go get that duck I just shot.
I don't know.
His mind is like, are you serious?
I will tell you this.
You really think I'm going to go in the water and get that duck?
The last time I'm sending you guys videos of my dog swimming.
How am I supposed to get that duck? Oh, put it in your mouth. That is so gross. Oh, my God. That is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Where's my floaty? I need my floaty.
I'm not putting a duck in my mouth. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
He's a great dog.
Sally, stick around. We got a lot more to talk about with your great charity, Mind on the Mirror, back after this. And it's worth it just to hear you say, you're
going to give me everything. It's that time. Kids are back in school. And that means it's time to take special precautions to slow down in school zones. Watch for children in crosswalks and be extra careful around school buses picking up or dropping off our children. Put the phone down. Concentrate on driving. Brought to you by Shore West Realtors, 839 Lombardi Avenue. Call 920-593-4100. 920-593-4100 to buy or sell your home.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast.
cloudy skies expected today with highs around 90. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 71. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Cloudy skies. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Tuesday morning. Is it already hot out there, Sally? Is it hot out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Is it hot out or is it just me? Just kidding.
Well, been around us. That happens. Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Get in the dunk tank, Johnny. Yeah,
come into the booth with some real
dunk tank.
Yes, exactly. So, once again, you're doing a great thing for charity. And I don't want to get too personal, but you were talking about something very
personal.
Very personal about when you were first diagnosed with it.
My Mikey looked at me when he first found out.
Your son?
Like, yeah, he's like, he come running in and he hugged me and he's like, wait, is it contagious, Mom? Like, you know, their little brains, you know?
Yeah.
It's like their little brains. Like, you know, I just reassured him like 100 times over that so, Mom was the best of the worst case scenario.
I guess what I'm saying is for you doing all this fundraising now for breast cancer or for cancer in general or whatever, and to help the individual families. I mean, it's not like, okay, an organization hires a marketing person. It's like, let's do whatever. This is as personal as it gets at the grassroots level, what you're doing.
Yep.
Which I think is so cool.
I just want to help somebody else. Somebody's always got it worse. You always got to remember that. And like, I could have sat there and cried the whole time, or I thought, that's it. All right, we're going to get up. We're going to sell Sasquatches. We're going to find, you know, and you start talking to people. And I also think women, I didn't know what the heck was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm telling girls, like, this is what goes on. This is what's going to happen if this happens to you. Don't, you know, I think people got to talk about it more.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
You know, so, it's scary.
So people that, you know, I think we all know someone who's been affected by...
It's impossible not to. Impossible not to.
Just by breast cancer. You know, your umbrella's cancer, you know, and it just skin cancer, liver cancer. There's so many cancers out there. It's just unbelievable.
Did you see that's what Jimmy Buffett died of?
I know.
Skin cancer.
Isn't that something?
Is that ironic?
Oh,
I mean, here he's, you know, so big into the, you know...
Did you...
The whole thing.
It's like, I love him.
And it was...
Me too.
It was kind of a very rare, but it was a skin cancer.
Yeah, very rare one.
Right. But did you know his net worth, Johnny?
No.
I had no... Did you see him at Alpine?
No, I've never seen him.
I've seen him in Alpine.
Right.
Oh, good time.
Quite a bit. I thought he was a little bit, of course, Willie Nelson's cut. I just thought he was very low-keyed, but he was quite the entrepreneur. Do you know that his holdings were $1 billion with a B?
I was at his restaurant in like Hawaii or someplace.
Right.
I was at that one, yeah. With a B, billions.
B.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, with one, just one bill, but still,
but
that
still.
Is a tremendous amount of money. I just had no idea that he had,
Jason just put that up there too, $1 billion.
It was. And what a following. And this is all before social media. You got to give him a lot of credit for connecting without all this social media noise that's out there. He just played his things and he had such.
Well, he had a brand before the term brand became popular.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's put it that way.
Yep.
And he stuck with it. This is what I'm going to do.
Kudos for sticking with it.
Yeah.
You know, just being that laid back, you know, Florida Keys type. The ambience that he brought to Alpine Valley and everywhere else. But yeah, that was a cancer too that he was just diagnosed with in 2019. That's not that long ago, you know, if you think about it. But
and then, okay, here's how bad is cancer? This guy's got $1 billion in his pocket, and he can't beat it.
You don't know. And it doesn't discriminate.
I just read an article this weekend. So guys my age and John's age, this prostate cancer, it's ticking up a little again. It's people.
I hear that a lot. I'm hearing breast cancer and prostate cancer.
You guys got to get your tests done.
You got to go to the doctor.
What you do is someone does get the phone call. That's weird. The doctor called you on February 14th, but they're not going to wait, right?
No.
I mean, you can't get mad at them for that.
I already knew on the 10th. I could tell by the reaction. I already knew.
When they bring two doctors into the room, it's like, uh-oh. You got that phone call and were, I don't know if distraught's the right word, but had someone reached out to you and said, you know what, Sally, you're going to go through a couple tough weeks, but don't worry about gas cards or meal cards.
Right.
We're dropping that off. And that's what you do with your charity. And your event is coming up. You're located, your store, and we can go there anytime, Tuesdays through Saturdays?
Tuesday through Sunday.
Sunday.
Only closed Mondays.
Okay, you're closed. And it's a high-end, what did you call it?
Resale and consignment check.
Okay, all right. And the proceeds from some of the things you sell there are going to go help with this effort. But October 5th, 6th, and 7th is your big...
This is the big sale. So, okay, this is back to the full circle, Mayor. Like, this is why you came to my house. So, four times a year, we do the big sale. We do one in May, July, October, and February, we do an indoor one. October will always, going forward, we call it the big sale pumpkin palooza. I bring in pumpkins, but this rummage sale going forward, we will always be raising money for cancer on this one. This will be our biggest fundraiser. So this year, because again, I didn't have a ton of time, but the gentleman, Steve from Schutz Bar, he is donating his dunk tank. So we don't even have to pay for it. So he's donating the dunk tank.
Nice.
We're going to have the dunk tank all 3 days. It's going to be a little chilly. So we'll run like 11 to 5 on the dunk tank. But I'm getting all kinds of local celebrities to come sit in that dunk tank.
I'll work on John.
Yeah. I know.
It and was Mayor, so you're in cold.
It. Mayor, I'm your favorite.
You know what it was? Because we did it. We did when I was on IXX. We did a promotion called. It was on May 5th. It was called Cinco de Mayo Day.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
But I had to wear almost like a wetsuit. It was so cold. It was John, unbelievable. And I almost drowned.
Far be it for me to top anything, but John, I did the dunk tank on Broadway at Winterfest.
Ooh.
Winterfest. And I was wearing a wetsuit. A wetsuit.
Yeah.
But it was. I'm telling you, it was zero. And my nephew came down just to dunk Uncle Jim. And that guy played ball. He dunked me. And I went, and you go under the water.
Yeah. You go under the water.
Those things aren't like you stand
no,
up.
No, it's
you
not
go,
like, oh,
see, you slide. You
you're
go,
under.
You're under the water. And it was freezing. And then there was a little hole in that wetsuit. And I got the worst earache.
Yeah.
So I went to the Widener that night. And my doctor said, he goes, What the hell were you thinking? Anyway, he wrote me a prescription for.
I don't know if I've ever wanted to like literally break somebody's neck, but I was just about done, and our salesperson walks up the top and pushes the thing and drops me in one last time just for the heck of it.
That I wouldn't like.
That didn't go over well.
But I don't know. I thought the line was a little close because you guys had the youth line, then you have the adult line, and. My nephew had no business being at the youth.
I want people like your nephew down there dunking
like
you multiple times.
I'm not kidding. Well, not 5 for 5, but 4 for 5 for sure. And he got the biggest kick out of it. Because it's hard. You got to crawl back up on that thing.
I know. Yeah. It's exhausting. I know.
It is. Hey, we got to get a couple
of
plugs.
I'm not trying to whine, but that's a tough gig.
That's more. You can be sore after that. Hey, definitely DePere.
Definitely DePere. I love them.
Tina Quigley's my favorite.
I love Kendall and I love Angela. They're all amazing.
Yeah.
And their events, they are so good for our little community. Every time they put on an event, it's awesome.
And they're supporting this. They're right behind you on the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
So let's get engaged in this thing. This is October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sally Kiefer, we're raising money to really help people who get the bad news on breast cancer. Thanks for what you're doing, Sally. We'll
have
you back.
Thank you, Sally. You're awesome. All right. Mind of the Mayor, back right after this. Smell of
shrimp. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster.
Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.